Radio Prague News.
The Civic Democrat and Topo 9 parties have struck a deal to form a center-right coalition at Prague City Hall. Swiss prosecutors have uncovered evidence of corruption in the 2002 privatization of Škoda Plzeň. And the Czech Republic has one of the highest shares of obese people in the European Union. The Civic Democrat and Topo 9 parties on Thursday reached a deal to form a center-right coalition at Prague City Hall, with Civic Democrat Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda retaining his post. The deal comes days after the Civic Democrats, in a surprise move, terminated a coalition with the Social Democrats, quoting budget issues as the reason. A split in the Civic Democrat Party's Prague branch is thought to have triggered the latest developments at Prague City Hall. While party members aligned behind the head of Prague Civic Democrat branch Boris Šťastný toppled the previous coalition, Thursday's deal with the Topo 9 group is considered a victory for his party rival, Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda, who was backed by party chair Prime Minister Petr Nečas. Swiss prosecutors have uncovered new evidence of corruption related to the 2002 privatization of the Czech engineering giant Škoda Plzeň, the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes reported on Thursday. The Swiss detectives found out that the Appian Group, which acquired the engineering firm, sent 150 million crowns in consultation fees to an offshore company, which later transferred the money to firms in the Czech Republic. Last year, Swiss authorities reportedly asked Czech prosecutors for cooperation in investigating the illegitimate money trails. The European Commission has closed the case against the Czech Republic for breaching EU public procurement rules in the 2009 purchase of four Spanish Casa military aircraft. In a statement on Thursday, the Commission said it still had doubts about the €132 million deal, which was awarded without proper tendering procedures. However, the case was dropped as Czech authorities provided assurances that in the future EU rules would be observed. Czech Defense Minister Alexander Vondra told reporters on Thursday the Commission's decision had been the result of Czech diplomatic efforts. The Czech Republic has one of the highest rates of obese people in the European Union, according to a survey by the bloc statistics body Eurostat released on Thursday. Based on data from 2008 and 2009, the proportion of obese people in the adult Czech population reached 18.3%, which puts the country in fifth place among all 27 EU member states. Czech women aged between 65 and 74 top the EU's obesity chart with 35.9%. The survey suggests that obesity levels are higher with less educated people, while it found no relation between obesity and gender. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The spell of gloomy weather with overcast skies, fog and drizzle should continue for days to come, with daytime highs ranging between 2 and 6 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.